Chapter 32. Ron left Celeste's house early that evening. He didn't rush his departure, but there was something he needed to do. He parked the car in front of his mother's house. Again, for maybe the 1,000th time, he wished that his Aunt Dottie was still alive. "You only get so many gardening angels." She had been his. They had blood between them, and there was an acceptance and a soul to their connection. Ron opened the door with his key. Dandy barked. Marjorie and George were in the living room watching TV. His entrance startled her. George was half in the bag. "Ronald, I didn't expect you. Would another time be better?" She got up and said, "Come into the kitchen." They settled into their customary chairs. They gazed into each other's eyes, and there was that love, that honey-sweet flow of love that a mother and child share, if only sometimes. Ron spoke softly. "I want you to know that this thing with Celeste is serious. She's going to become my wife. She's the woman that I've chosen." "What about Robin?" Ron was shocked when that she said her name. "It didn't work. We tried. She tried more than you know." "What about the mouse?" Ron couldn't help a grin. She refused to stop calling Zoe that. "Too crazy," said Ron. He thought a moment. "Maybe she just scared me." "Sometimes it's right to be scared." "I'm not scared of Celeste or Angel." "You should be." "I'm going to do this. Please don't make me fight you for it, tooth and nail." "What about Julie?" Ron said, "Why did you do that?" "She's a nice girl. I know." "She loves you." "I know." Ron looked deep into her eyes. "You know the feeling that you had with Rocky before it went bad?" "Of course I do." "Robin was like my Harry Tuck," Ron smiled. "We should have had a kid, but we didn't want one. We thought the world was full and that we needed to learn to take care of those who were already here. It still wouldn't have worked, and there would have been a child who needed protection and raising." "You're breaking my heart," said Marjorie. "This little girl needs protection and care, too. The bonus for me is that I'm in love with her mother." "She has a family. Why don't you want a family of your own?" "The way that I feel about her is very special. I've been in love." Ron tried his best to speak as earnestly as he could. "This feels more real and stronger than anything I have ever felt." "You're making a mistake," said Marjorie. "Please listen to me. I know that you're sincere, and I know that you are making a huge mistake." "How do you know?" "I feel it." "I don't trust your feelings about this. I'm going to marry her." End of part 1.